Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the first and last name on the account you've called in about today?
Yes, my name is Nicholas Martin. Nicholas is spelled N-I-C-K-O-L-A-S. The last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Thank you. All right, so I am locating this account. All right, thank you, sir. And please verify the zip code on the account.
15012.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. I see here that you have the Omex 3.
Correct.
Okay, how may I help you today?
Okay, here's a problem that started like 2 weeks ago. First of all, I think I've been a customer for about the last 3 or 4 years. Every 6 months, they ship it out, and they've been billing our Capital One account. I'd say 2 weeks ago, Omex tried to ship me a my 6 months of Omex 3. And Capital One was treated the charge, I guess, as if it might be a fraudulent charge. And I think they sent me an email or something, you know, to give my approval to accept the charge. But because I didn't do that within 5 minutes of their having sent it, the thing got declined. I called Capital One about a week and a half ago to say, I want that product, so please accept it, you know. And so last Friday, I spoke to somebody like yourself at Omex and said, okay, I talked to Capital One. They made a note of it in their records that I want this product. You know, there's no holdup. There should be no holdup. So the person on your end told me last week that they would submit it to be, you know, sent out. Well, nothing has showed up anywhere. I haven't received it. And Capital One, there's no indication on my Capital One account that it was, you know, submitted by Omex to be sent to me and paid for by them.
Okay. All right.
Do you follow what I'm saying here? I'll clarify if necessary. But the point is Omex or Omex said they tried to send it out or did, or and Capital One rejected payment. And then I called Capital One to say, hey, I want this product. There's no issue here. This is a real product, and it's not a fraudulent situation. And they told me, okay, you know, we'll note that. And so I guess they told me to talk to you guys again to say, okay, go ahead and, you know, send the product forward to Mr. Martin. And that's what I did last Friday. And so far, nothing. So I guess I'm wondering, in your records right now, do you have any indication of a request to send that out as of a week ago?
Right. Yes, we do. So would you like me to resubmit this, the payment information? Would you like me to process that again?
Yeah, but I have a question. But what was the problem last week? This is a week from now. I'm running out of it right now. I'll survive without it, you know, but it's like a week from now. And I asked the person, whoever I spoke to last week, when will this be, you know, move forward? And she said by the next day. Well, didn't happen. So I'm asking again, on your end, why wasn't it sent out?
Why wasn't it shipped out? Is that what you said? Why wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why wasn't my 6 month supply sent to me and then, you know, sent? Why wasn't it acted on? I mean, this is a week ago.
All right. So your bank declined those charges. So that would be, I guess it would have to do with your bank. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, you know what? Here's the deal. I tried to talk to the left and the right hand. You're the right hand. Capital One's a left hand, and I clarified, I want the product. It's a legitimate account charge. Omex should send it out. Capital One, you know, I clarified everything. I'm exasperated because I clarified everything for everybody. I've been getting this for 3 or 4 years. It's like, what's the holdup? So at this point, what I want to do perhaps is it possible? I want to just pay out of my other regular bank card, credit, debit card, and stop the 6 months. Every 6 months, you guys automatically sending it out. I'll just call up every 6 months. Can we do that?
Okay. Well, we can do that. Yes, sir. Well, if you give me just a second, let's take care of, one at a time. So 1 second. Now, for a one-time shipment, see, with this account here, you are receiving a discounted rate for this 6 months. So a one-time shipment is going to be $280 per shipment. About $280
no, I don't want that.
Per shipment.
No, this would be. This was $150, $159.80, I think it is.
Right, and you're getting a discount due to the okay. So if you'll give me just a second, I'm gonna place you on hold, and I'm gonna let somebody explain it better. 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hello, Nicholas. My name is Aya. I'm the supervisor on floor. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Again, I'm trying to sort something out here. I think
listening, so I'm going to explain what happened. So I show that back on April 30th, we attempted to charge your card for your regularly set scheduling programming for the 6 month supply of the Omax Ultra Pure at the discount that you have for your subscription, which is a very good one, may I add. You called in and spoke with Miss Laura Ramos on the 4th of May, and she informed you that the charge was declined. She attempted to try it again, and it declined again. She's the one who told you to go to your financial institution and see what was happening. Then you called again on the 6th and spoke with Miss Kristen to try and put the payment through again, and your financial institution declined it again. That was not our company's responsibility for that charge, unfortunately. We're not responsible for the declined payment. So if you want to update your payment method for your subscription, by all means, I will be more than happy to do so. But at this time, if you do cancel your account, you will not be able to get that discount back.
Okay, here's the thing. I called Capital One to explain that I want the product. Capital
right,
One.
And they obviously have not taken the block off, sir.
I don't understand why the block exists.
Do you want me to retry the charge?
Okay. I received no indication from anybody. As like last week. I guess yes, because if I don't, I'm going to lose the discounted rate, and I'll just probably stop getting the product. But it was just like Capital One was. This would be a week ago, I think it was. I spoke to them because I spoke to them early in the morning about 7, and you guys didn't open to 8, and the man said, would you like to have a group conversation about this? And I said, well, no, I'll just call, you know, I'll call up Omax at 8 o'clock when they're open, and I'll explain that you guys now I want that to go through. And so it's almost as if, are you saying that my request of last Friday was again sent through to Capital One for payment, and they rejected it.
Yes, sir. That is exactly what I'm stating. Now, can you confirm the last 4 of the MasterCard that we're trying to charge? Perhaps you had a new card or something. Maybe that could be the issue. Just confirm it.
No. Well, here's the number. It's 3256.
Okay, and the expiration of 424?
Yeah. Now, what had happened about a year and a half ago or a year ago, I had to get a new card because of fraudulence on the old card. So they changed I got a new number, this new number. And, but that doesn't, but I, in this past October, you guys sent it out to me. There was no problem. under this number.
Right. They didn't try and block the October one, but they have not let us process this April shipment for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Ms. Jody, the previous representative, try and reprocess the payment for you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Stay on the line with me, and I'll let
okay.
you know if it's successful or not.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Give me one moment. All right, now we're about to get the moment of truth. All right, got it resubmitting. Now I'm going to hit process. Let me check my box and then process payment. It's doing that little loading phase here.
No, okay.
Sir. Your transaction has been declined. Please reach out to the merchant provider.
Okay. I do not
do
understand
why this.
Do you want
to just update your payment method?
You mean by shipping it, changing it to my PNC account? I have a PNC bank card. Is that what you're talking about?
If you want to do that, yes, sir, that's fine. We just would need to, in order to ship this out, we'll need a payment method that we can actually charge. And if we get it updated today, we'll be able to keep your subscription.
Okay. Well, I can give you my so this, I'm going to stop Capital One because I don't know what they're doing. And I'm going to just give you my regular bank card number, my debit card number.
And that one will be the auto bill and auto shipping on, so that way you know for a fact your guard is good to go.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right,
give me one moment.
Let me get to that page while you get your card, okay?
I have a card right here.
All right, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to go into the order number. Let's see. Nope, I don't want to go that way because it's still a decline. I don't want to cancel it. All right, so since this is a decline charge and I'm not trying to cancel your subscription, I'm going to go into your order number and I'm going to edit payment information for the subscription. Is this going to be an American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa?
It's Visa.
All right. And if you would go a little slow while I enter the card payment method, enter the see. All right, go ahead and provide me those 16 when ready.
Okay, here we go. 4430 4000. You interrupted me, hon. I want to make sure I got you. I said the starting number was 4430, then it was 4000. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 0813. And then 3799.
All right. Cardholder's name?
Nicholas Martin. Nicholas is spelled with a K, so it's NICKOLAS, and then Martin, capital MARTIN.
Do you have a middle initial or anything?
No, I do not.
Okay. Expiration?
0322.
And CVV?
457.
All right, let me get this saved. And are you sure you want to update this information for all future shipments? Yes, save?
Yes.
Nope, not that
yes.
Save. The one at the bottom. The one at the bottom. Let's see here. Now I'm going to resubmit and reprocess right now.
Okay.
What did I do?
All right, now I need to process. All All right, it was approved.
Well, okay. So so now it's this is now going to every 6 months it's going to come out of this debit card and no longer Capital One's gone. Is that correct? I want to make sure I'm right about that.
That is absolutely correct. We no longer will be using your Capital One card for payment method at all until you, of course, call in to update.
And this is, okay, so every 6 months, so starting now, it's the same thing. Every six, like it's been, it'll come out of this. Okay, that's great.
You go back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And when are they going to ship out this? I'm running low on the current number. I think I'm on my last package.
Gotcha. So since I did confirm that the payment is completely processed through today, you should expect to receive that. Let's see, it's Friday. It's going to leave on our 5 o'clock truck today, so you should receive that, honestly, sometime next week. It's item ship ready status right now. Do you want the order number for your record?
Yeah, I might as well write it down here. Thank you.
151-5719. Now, I want to make sure your immune system is being taken care of. Do you take any probiotics? If not, we do have a great deal if you want to try and incorporate
those. No, I'm good. I'm okay. Everything's good. I'm fine where I'm at. I appreciate your offer, but that's good enough. I'll just go with this.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Omax Health.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I don't know what happened with Capital One, but we got to straighten out with this. And so is this $159.80 or what's the number amount that's going to discharge?
Because we were able to get the payment updated, you keep your normal amount, what you've been paying. But keep in mind, if you ever cancel, it does go back to the retail, okay?
Okay. So do you happen to know the amount for today? I'm looking
at
it's
$159.80.
Okay, that's good. That's what I wanted to know. Okay, thank you. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Omax Health.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.